We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems, he's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Rich McCann. Welcome, everybody, to a slightly rainy Saturday. I'm okay with it. Wash that nasty yellow away. Rivers of pollen. It's awful. I shouldn't have bought a black truck. If I'm gonna, here's a tip. Here's a tip for all of you. Think about buying a car in Virginia. Buy a yellow one. Just a thought. 345-1140 is the phone number to get through to the show. And because that season is upon us, I have brought the master of all eight things HVAC, Everett from Bremac. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Happy soggy morning.
Soggy, but I'm okay with it. I don't suffer from allergies. Do you?
The older I get, the worse they're starting to creep up on me.
Are they now? Okay. See, I know some people that have minor ones. Now, we had a boss. Do you remember my boss, Trimmer, Aaron Trimmer, that used to be here? Big guy.
No, I don't think I did.
Maybe didn't meet him. I have never seen a more miserable human being in my life. I'm not exaggerating. He had allergies, and this time of year, you ever see those movies like where Satan walks through the crowd and everybody just parts and gets out of the way? It was kind of like that.
I don't want what he's got.
Oh my! It was just like, hey, how you doing?
Okay, nice to meet you. See ya.
Okay, I'm sorry. I kid you not. I felt so sorry for him. Now, you work in Mechanicsville, so more than Greek. I know you eat
there. Yes.
Food is fantastic.
Yes, it is. Baklava.
They have this chicken soup. The chicken soup is to mm-hmm. die for. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I was right there. I'd stopped at your place, and I was driving past more than Greek. I was like, you know what? I'm going to help Trimmer out. And I decided to stop there and get chicken soup. They weren't open yet. It was like only 10:30 or 10 o'clock. So I went around to the back to where their deliveries are, banged on the door.
Oh, God.
They said, can we help you? I'm like, I need chicken soup for my boss because he's dying. So it was bad. So my heart goes out to all the people that are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're the second worst for allergies in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who's number one?
Who?
Come on. Guess. You're a smart boy.
I don't know.
Louisiana.
Well, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
We're only slightly better than Louisiana.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I went to a conference once, and they broke the state up into four regions. And so they were asking people where they were from. And so they finally got to the Richmond area, the Richmond region. And it went from, like, Petersburg to Fredericksburg and took a swath and went on down, you know, swung over toward Danville.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you people live in the worst area of the country for everything. I'm like, oh, gee, thanks for the encouragement.
Mold, pollen, spores, fungus.
High fuel.
Small children.
Yeah.
I mean, all the destructive forces of the planet are right here and there.
Exactly.
So I brought you in to talk about, it's cool. I've already turned on my AC at least once.
Oh, yeah.
Twice.
Yeah, we've been running no cooling calls since week before last.
Okay. But I got to start. I got to tell you this, man. This happened to me on my way here today and freaked me out. Okay, just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean everybody isn't out to get me. I'm a firm believer in that. I walked into my Sheets across the way because that's where I get my iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to have my tea. They have it waiting for me. They're very nice people. There's usually a couple people milling around. I walk in and the place is empty. I mean, tumbleweeds. Empty. And I'm like, well, that's kind of odd. But, you know, maybe they're in the back. Maybe they're, you know, cleaning up something. I'll just stand around for a minute. Then it's 2 minutes.
Then it's like 4 or 5 minutes. I start getting fidgety.
Sweat beads popping up.
Not quite there, but I'm starting to think, are they tied up in the back right now? And I looked out into the parking lot, and there was a car in the parking lot besides mine, but it was backed in.
Mm.
Okay, see, when I took the FBI Citizens Academy, they said one of the things cops look for are cars that are backed in, because the only people that back into a spot are cops and criminals. And I'm like, okay, there's a car backed in. There's nobody in here. I'm thinking, and then finally a face pops up. I'm like, dude, you had 30 seconds. You had 30 more seconds before I called the cops. And I've never seen somebody so apologetic in my life. The manager's like, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm like, sorry, I was worried about you. Because I'm not armed. I didn't have anything with me. I mean, I'm not going looking into the back, you know, with people tied, hogtied with all just my knife on me. It's not going to happen.
Nope.
That's not the way to start a day.
No. I get your blood flowing.
Got my tea for free. So I've got a metric ton of stuff that does nothing to do with HVAC, but we have some HVAC stuff to talk about, too. I mean, theoretically, people should have started getting that stuff serviced, what, a month ago?
Well, it's just now getting really warm, but yeah, we could have started looking at stuff three weeks ago.
Okay.
Yep.
And we're going to go over what goes into a good service. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about efficiency at some point, because someone smacked me on the nose a couple of years ago because I was still using the word 13 SEER, because when I was still in it, but that's like 6 or 7 years ago, 13 SEER was like the highest thing you could get. That doesn't even exist anymore.
Only up north. You have to go up north. They're allowed 13 SEER because of the climate, but for minimum for us here is 14 and soon to be 15.
All right, so we're going to discuss efficiency. We're going to discuss that. Also, everybody, bringing this up, this is a very, very busy weekend in Richmond. So think before you are going out today. We have NASCAR today, NASCAR race, which means right now somebody's drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Leftover from last night.
Oh, yeah. And then we have the Monument Avenue 10K today, which means somebody's drinking. And if you see a very beautiful 5'2" woman walking the route, that will be my lovely bride. She got peer pressured into it.
Uh-oh.
Everybody, she works with all these millennials, and they're like, we're going to do the 10K. You want to do it, too? She's like, okay. I'm like, honey, we don't run. She goes, I know. I said, you can walk it. She's like, I am. I'm like, because 10K is roughly 6 miles. I'm like, oh, you'll get your steps in for the day. So don't run her over, people, please. 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the home show. Don't forget, follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. And all of the podcasts, all of them are available at WRVA.com. So stop pestering me. They're there. Leave me alone. This is the home show. News Radio, WRVA. Radio WRVA, joined by my dear friend Everett from BREMAC. How are you, sir?
Oh, a little wet around the edges, but doing okay.
You said it was thundering where you were.
Yeah.
I didn't get any of that. Yeah. You're in Hanover, though, I think.
Yeah, central Hanover.
Okay. That's I'm no, City of Richmond, East End.
Yes.
And I was telling Everett, I got in the truck. My truck's been yelling at me. Those little lights. It's like, you're low on washer fluid. You're low on washer fluid. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'll get to it. And this morning, I climb in the truck, and there's this lovely yellow haze on my windshield. I'm like, I'll live with it. And I start cruising down 95, and it just starts misty raining. And I'm like, I really shouldn't do this. And I hit my windshield wiper just once, and it went smear.
Yeah.
It looked like a kid just took a yellow crayon and went, there you go.
Roll down the window, stick
your head out the window. Hopefully I'll get there without dying anytime soon. But the rain's good, I think. It will wash away some of the pollen.
Wash some of this out of the atmosphere.
So let's talk about this time of year. You said I've already turned on my AC.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do windows, or just open up the windows, but that's not particularly a good thing in this kind of weather, is it?
Well, we're letting humidity in, and then you got the pollen and stuff. So, you know, people, I think back when I was growing up, nobody talked about allergies and stuff like we talk about it now. And it's, you know, we've kind of made ourselves sensitive to this as a society, I guess, because as creature comforts have developed, because when I was growing up in the summertime, in those sweltering August nights, you slept on the floor because all you had was a fan. There's no such thing as air conditioning in the house.
No.
And you did the best you could. But now, as the central air conditioners have become more and more popular and affordable, we've done that. So we've boxed ourselves up in these cubes, and now everybody's sensitive to everything because we've created, you know, we've got mold and this, and, you know, we're sensitive to pollen because we don't go outside and play anymore. Kids sit in with video games, and we were out rolling around in the pasture.
I believe this to my heart of hearts. One thing that's really interesting, and I'm not bragging. Do you know what blood type you are?
A positive.
I'm A negative. Not the rarest, but it's up there. But and the blood service said they've never seen this before. My father, my brother, my sister, and I are all missing this little weird antibody. They'll say they'll find it in one person, but never that many people in one household. Now, what makes that interesting is I can donate to a child that's 24 hours old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you have this certain antibody, which everybody has, you can't do that. And the reason they think that we are missing it is because when we were children, we stayed home. We played outside. We didn't go to daycare. Mm-hmm. So we weren't exposed to certain things.
Right.
At a young age. I think that's a big chunk of the allergy thing.
Yeah.
Is exposure. I
mean, exactly.
Let's face it. You and I have crawled underneath houses for how many years?
More than I want to count.
Yep. And you know you and I have been exposed to every nasty thing on the planet.
Oh, yeah. And now you got people that, I mean, I see people that they can't cut grass without wearing a mask. Unfortunately, I've kind of gotten into that part because my sinuses are acting up. So if I'm running the weed eater around the farm, I got to wear the dust mask to... So I don't cough and hack and can breathe afterwards. But that's just, you know, a sinus thing with age and whatnot. But anyway.
Wait, you have a 60th coming up with next Tuesday?
Yeah.
60 years old.
Knock off another one.
I thought only turtles got that old. I'm kidding. Oh, my God. Half my listenership just went, what? By the way, I will be at Kindred Spirit Brewery this coming Thursday doing stand-up comedy at 8 p.m., my first time ever. So, yeah, if you think it's going to be as clean as this show, you're wrong. If you're if you're sensitive in any way, shape, or form, or offended, please don't come. But it's going to be good. You know, I was reading this article that in Israel,
mm-hmm.
One of the things they give babies, especially when they're teething, are these little peanut butter chews. Like, think of a very soft version of a Mary Jane.
Right.
Okay, which we used to break our teeth on those. They have no peanut allergies in Israel. None. Growing up, I'd never even heard of a peanut allergy.
Exactly. You know, how did we get there?
I think it's because we're too clean.
Yeah, and exactly right. You see kids that, I mean, they just don't go outside. I mean, we've got sanitizers. We wash our hands with sanitizers all the time. Some people just go, you know, they live for that. And if they don't, then they're sick. But, you know, the medical profession has prescribed antibiotics, overprescribed antibiotics for so long.
Oh, big time. Absolutely.
And so that's really changed our DNA, I guess. You know,
Got to get those kids outside. Now, being said, if you are sending kids outside or you're going outside, there's a couple precautions we should do when we come back in. Would you agree?
Yes.
Would you want to start or you want me to?
Well, you just got to not track everything in the house.
Yeah, take off your shoes.
Yeah.
And I hate that. You know how I feel about boots, but you got to take your shoes off if you're coming into the house, especially with this time of year.
Well, we had to do it because I was working with animals and you didn't know what you were. weren't so careful about where you were walking.
Oh, that's true. Just like cow poo all through the house.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you're playing baseball in the pasture. Be careful of second base. It's a little fresh.
Oh. Oh, man. Oh, no. Everett took a header into second. That's going to scar him for life. He's not going to be good. But no, I've been telling people take off your shoes, and if your pets go outside, wipe down their paws when they get back in.
Mm-hmm.
because that stuff just collects and gets into the air pretty darn quickly.
Yep.
How often do you change filters this time of year?
Depending on the type of filter you have, most people will buy a filter and it says up to 3 months. Oh, I can leave it there for 3 months. No. You can't. Realistically, you really ought to change them every month. You can make them go sometimes 6 weeks. Sometimes they can go 2 months. But it just depends on, you know, if you got a lot of carpet, then you change it every month. If you got a lot of hardwood or laminate, you can probably get away with every other month because there's no place for the dust to hide. Carpet feels good on our feet. Absolute worst thing in the world for air quality.
Oh, my God. You and Terry Martin are now officially on the complete polar opposites of that spectrum.
Oh, yeah?
Because Terry claims that carpets act as a filter and collect stuff and therefore is better for air quality.
They do. They will collect a lot of stuff, but that's the problem. I don't care. You can get the best, you know, you see Dyson commercials and Red Devil and all these other commercials.
I am a huge fan of Mr. Dyson, by the way.
But they can get a majority of the stuff out, but you think about it, flip the carpet over. How is it made? There's glue or some sort of resin on the backside to hold glue the fibers together. You get a decent pad, but every time you step on that, you cause that resin to break, start cracking a little bit, and then it breaks, and then it starts acting like some sort of grit to some sort of grinding compound.
Okay.
And it starts grinding up, and then it gets down in that padding, and the vacuum cleaner can't pull it out of the padding. It can get whatever's in the fibers above the backing, but you grind that backing up, and it's just there. So yeah. Now it's growing stuff.
Again, I'm not correcting you because I respect you, but I did learn a little trick for that, if you want. Nichols Incorporated, you know the company, I think. Mm-hmm. I was talking to their owner, and he said, if you have carpets, once a month, he suggested I have an area rug.
Yeah.
Okay, I have an area rug. He said, take it, vacuum it, then flip it upside down and make sure the beater bar is on its lowest setting, so it's really hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you just run that beater bar up and down, and what it does is it filters the stuff back down through so you can get it out. I thought that was a pretty neat trick.
But if you got wall-to-wall carpet, you can't.
I wouldn't put wall-to-wall carpet in anything. That's just dumb. Well, I hate wall-to-wall carpet.
That's the part. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, why didn't you say that?
That's carpet. Not area rugs.
Rugs, carpet. Okay, fine. Need to be a little
semantics.
Totally. But a pure hardwood floor is almost impossible to keep clean for me. I've got pets, so it's just.
Well, but you think about the stuff can't get through the through the hardwood.
True.
So depending on how often you do things, some people, you know, a Swiffer, they'll go along with a Swiffer, and it'll pick up everything. You get right up to the quarter round. And get it all up.
I kid you not. We've been trying to keep that, clean up the house. Okay. I am still finding dog hair from that dog I rescued 3 years ago. That's how bad that thing shed. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Not to mention the dander that was with it.
it's exasperating. And then when I vacuumed the rug, I literally filled the whole canister. That's how bad the cats are shedding right now.
Oh, gosh.
My name is Richard McCann. I'm joined by Everett from BREMAC right here on News Radio WRVA. WRVA. I'm joined by Everett from BREMAC, but I have been really remiss because we do have yet another special guest. Paul is in today.
Oh, have I earned special guest status now? Is
absolutely,
that...
right. Sir. I mean, you don't come in very often. You're such a busy, busy man. And of course, Jordan did not tell me that he wasn't going to be here. Which
I know, I'm shocked.
That's not the first time that's happened.
No, that's the first thing you said to me when I walked in is, I didn't know you were going to be here. I was like, well, that sounds about right.
Now, you your position here at the Radio Factory is changing slightly, am I to understand this?
Yes, actually. Starting Monday, I will be the new producer for Jeff Katz in the afternoons on WRVA.
God bless you, sir. You have the patience of us. No, Jeff's awesome. I had Jeff was in here earlier today. But, I mean, that's kind of a good bump for you. I mean, I think you'll be fantastic.
No, I appreciate it. And I'm very excited, very much looking forward to working with Jeff. I've worked with him a little bit here and there in the building, and he's a great guy to know, great talent. And, I think it'll be good.
He's one of the few people that's had more jobs than me.
That's true.
The one that Gary Powell definitely had more jobs than me, but he's on Florida now. But thank you for getting up early and pushing all the right buttons.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. Everett, let's go back to the filters for a second.
Okay.
Okay, because this gets on my nerves. Now, you can buy filters at the grocery store. You've been able to do that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell HEPA filters.
Yeah.
Ish. They're not really HEPA filters, are they?
No. They approach... See, the filter industry, it's really funny because there's several different rating systems, and the filters, you look at the filter rating, and the filter manufacturers, like 3M, well, they'll change...
I'm surprised there's that many.
They're everywhere. they change their rating system, so... and they're just not all filters are not rated equally. Let's put it that way.
I mean, I go back to the like blue hog hair filter,
mm-hmm.
you know, that, well, it wasn't even, okay, let me back up. I go back to the blue fiberglass, and there was some that were made of hog hair at one point.
Yep. And we still call them hog hair. They're synthetic fibers, but they look like hog's hair.
Yeah, but the hog hair was like an inch thick, but the little blue flimsy fiberglass one, that was an eighth of an inch. Maybe.
Yeah, we called them rock catchers.
But those systems at the time were kind of designed for those.
Yeah, and that's the problem that, we as an industry have gotten kind of lazy, where we don't design the ductwork big enough. We'll just put a 14-inch in. Well, we really need a 16. Oh, it costs extra money. Well, what you got to have to make it work right? Oh, it'll be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
So... What we've done as an industry, unfortunately, that we see a lot is that the ductwork is really undersized, way undersized.
Well, that's because the systems that you're replacing were only like 10 SEER or 8 SEER back in the day, or am I wrong?
Well, even then, it's the requirements of airflow did not change. Really? So it was driven by if 16 is what we really need, but that was slightly too big. Then 14, that's a little bit too small, but we can save money.
Are we going back to the same conversation we had last fall about radiators being way oversized?
Yeah.
Even though, I mean, for...
Well, that was a different concept there.
Okay. All right.
This is all driven by money.
Oh. Well, there is that. I mean, one of the reasons, I don't know if you guys do new work very often.
Not really.
Me neither. I hated doing new construction because they would beat you to death on mm-hmm. every nickel. And I couldn't stand it. I mean, here, put in this faucet. It's like an $8 faucet. I mean, this is garbage. It's fine.
Yep.
A guy I worked for, his name was Ryle. That was his real name. He would come in and say, "We ain't building no piano." He'd say that all the time. There would be a curse word in there somewhere, but so let's get so filters. I mean, so the flimsy little what you called it a rock catcher.
Yeah.
Yes. No. Maybe so.
Well, generally, what I used to steer people away from that, and then after going through other training courses about airflow and system performance and duct system design,
mm-hmm.
We've actually gone back to recommending them because the ductwork isn't sized properly, so it would kill our airflow. The better filters, the pleated filters and the quote-unquote HEPA filters, and you see those really tight pleated filters that cost you about $20 a piece.
I've seen a little less, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, those are the really, really good ones.
Those are really good. Okay, yeah,
so,
really, really good.
But they are so restrictive to airflow that if you put them in there, we're just killing our airflow, and our system performance is going through the floor. So now you had something that was working at about maybe 65-70%, and you just made it work 45% efficient because you're killing the airflow. just imagine putting a pillowcase over your face while you're trying to sleep at night and breathing through that. Doesn't work real well.
I'm expecting my wife to do that when I'm about when I'm about your age. You know,
that's self-preservation.
I'll just, you know, I don't.
Stop snoring.
No, I stop snoring, or you know, you're getting old, or hey, that insurance policy is going to kick in.
No. Yeah, no, but so you're better off using the really cheap filters so the system can breathe.
But now I've got to worry about dirt getting past it.
But you got to change it religiously every 4 weeks.
Every 4 weeks.
Every 4 weeks, and some, and if you got kids and pets, then you may have to do it every 3 weeks.
But they're cheap.
They're cheap.
They're like, what, $2.50, $3, $5, something like that.
But they're harder to find because the box stores and whatever realize they can make more money off of the $8 filters or $10 filters. And that's what the industry's kind of driven, filter industry's kind of driven the mentality to is, oh, you need this, you need this, because it catches all these allergens. And, you know, we can trap pollen and mold spores and pet dander. But the ductwork's not set for it.
Oh, but see, and so the cheaper filters, which you can get at an HVAC supply store.
Right.
But you can't get at an HVAC supply store because that's one of the few companies. I mean, anybody can walk into a plumbing supply. Anybody can walk into an electrical supply. Anybody can walk into a lumber. You walk into HVAC and you say, are you a contractor?
Yep.
I see that all the time.
Yep.
I mean, the only, don't tell anybody. Shh. This is just between you and me. The only reason I can still go into R.E. Michael is because they remember I used to be a contractor. Shh.
I don't know nothing.
There you go. but so I would, again, though, if we get the cheaper filters, you do have to clean them more often. That does, though, lead to you have to get it serviced twice a year.
Yeah, you really should. Because it doesn't take much dust to decrease your efficiency.
He's about to use a number that I really think is cool. Come on. Stick this over here.
6 thousandths of an inch of dust, which is smaller than the human hair, which is, wait for it, 10 thousandths of an inch.
Okay.
You can't see 6 thousandths of an inch very well. And it decreases your efficiency by 9%.
That's incredible. I mean, that, I remember you told me that a couple of years back, and I'm like, get the hell out of here. Then I remembered who I was talking to. I'm like, okay, fine.
So as things have changed, one of the instructors of the classes that I took is, and we've experienced this ourselves, where we looked at went to a home and looked at a coil, and it looked clean. But when we started taking air pressure measurements, something was drastically wrong. We had to clean the thing 3 times to get the crud out of it. Because it was down deep in the fins and you couldn't see it. But when you use, we take a pump up garden sprayer,
yeah,
mix our chemicals in there, and then squirt it up into the fins. And then we had to rinse it instead of waiting for the condensate to form and rinse it. And the stuff that came out of that was just unbelievable.
Well, I mean, if you're a smoker, okay, I mean, I've seen that do some pretty incredible stuff to ductwork. Pets are horrible on HVAC systems.
Short-haired animals are, the dander that comes off of them is just unbelievable.
My wife wants a dog. We have 2 cats, okay, that as it is, they shed like nobody's business. I mean, I just, one little pet and you're just like, oh, look, I have a Sasquatch hand.
Yes.
And of course, she wants a corgi. So I did my little research on corgis. They're cute.
Mm-hmm.
They're a cute little guy. And they're adorable. And they shed nonstop 24/7 at all times.
Yep.
They are the sheddingest of the sheds. I mean, it was, I said, honey, we can't do this. Sorry, baby. Got to keep the house clean. And she looked at me cross-eyed because she knows how good of a housekeeper I am. Not. I cleaned the kitchen 2 days ago. It took me 3 hours.
Oh, my.
I don't have a dishwasher. So I'm going to use that as part of an excuse. I don't have a dishwasher. So you let them soak, and then you wash them, and then you put in the next load and wash them. But, yeah, the dander from pets is incredible.
It is.
And especially if you got one that does shed.
Yep. And most of the time the returns are low, especially if you have a 2-story house. They're down low
mm-hmm.
because that's where you need it for the wintertime. Because in my house in Ashland, it's a little rancher, but the return's low, and we had a dog. Well, there's still two dogs there, but I mean, they suck up the dust that they create because it's carpet.
I'm gonna throw this out there. If you have a pet, get yourself a brush called the Furminator, and that gets up underneath the coating. I'll tell you more about it right here on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann with Everett from BREMAC. Richard McCann, News Radio WRVA. My buddy Everett is in the house.
How are you, sir?
Good, sir. We've been trying to figure out how many times you've been on. We're figured it way over 10.
Something.
Probably closer to 15, 20.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who counts when you're having fun?
This week has flown by for me. I mean, I feel like I was just here 2 days ago, and it's been a full week. But it's been a beautiful week. I mean, spring has sprung.
In a big way.
And I think we're getting a little bit of a spring. It's not going to jump straight into the 90s and 100s like it did. I think we're going to enjoy.
Goodness.
I know. I mean, I walked out of the house this morning and was just like, happy. You know, everything's coated in yellow, but I was still, the temperature was warm. It just makes, mm-hmm. That's my favorite time of the year. These people that like fall can bite me.
Yeah, spring is my most favorite. Because all the colors, the rebirth.
The rebirth, you know. By the end of February, and they say it's a genetic thing for Celts, we have two times a year that we're just absolutely miserable. And one is like November, end of October, early November, we're just miserable. And they say, and my buddy's like, tell me something. In February, you just want to crawl underneath a rock and die. I'm like, yes. By the end of February, I hate life so much. So I will put a bead on that groundhog. If he says that it's going to be six more weeks, I will right through him. It's gone. That's one less groundhog we have to deal with.
Yeah, what was it, a couple years ago, somebody had a contract out on him.
He lives a life, dude. He has a habitat at the Punxsutawney's Library, and they give him not one but two girlfriends. I mean, what's this? I got to live here. I have two wives, and I only have to work like an hour and a half once a year. Down. I mean, back to servicing, though, our HVAC system. I get people calling me constantly. Last week, someone called me up about this, about duct cleaning. Now, when I first started here a decade and a half ago, there was this big rash of duct cleaning trucks, and we're going to clean your duct and duct and... I don't see it.
New construction is probably a pretty good idea because quite often the other trades that are building the house will use the boots as a trash can.
I know for a fact somebody peed in one of my boots one time.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. That just drives me crazy. I mean, we've pulled cigarette packs out, pieces of... they cut the end off a 2x4 or whatever. Sawdust. Oh, golly.
Sawdust everywhere.
Buckets of sawdust. Beer cans, drink bottles, you name it. It's been in there. Cigarette butts, everything. And so we went to one house. They were wanting duct cleaning. So I was evaluating things. And the things that I pulled out, the house was, 10, 15 years old. And I pulled stuff out, the piece of, 2x4 that was turned black because it's the moisture's attacking it, and it's decaying. The cellulose is decaying, and oh my gosh, I've been breathing that one. Yeah,
yeah, you have. Sorry.
So, but duct cleaning, it's not maybe as necessary as people make it out to be sometimes, and a lot of times, you're going to get a layer of dust. How well do you one? How often do you clean the home? And if you've got, wall-to-wall carpet, a lot of it, and you don't keep it vacuumed well, and you've got pets and kids, then, you're going to generate a lot of dust. And if you don't keep that carpet cleaned, get it steam cleaned or whatever, then, or professionally cleaned every once in a while to try to extract all that stuff out of there, then it's going to make its way into the system, and oftentimes it'll go backwards into the ductwork when the system's not running. It'll fall back into the boots. So
okay, now see, that's That's where I was getting a little funny. See, okay, because you know my uncle's a HVAC contractor.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I said something about cleaning ducts, and he's like, most of the stuff, and this I see this myself as a home inspector. Most of the time when I see a dirty duct, it's the return.
Mm-hmm.
The return is filthy.
Yeah.
And the thinking I've heard from several HVAC guys, and I'm going to ask you, it's just a big old piece of flex. Why not just pull it loose and put in a new piece of flex for the return? Why bother to clean it? I mean, does that make sense?
Economics. Money.
Money.
Yeah. You know, if that's the only piece that you're going to replace, then yeah. Because once that stuff gets in there, especially if it's growing things,
mm-hmm.
you'll never get rid of it completely. I mean, yeah, you can treat it, put chemicals in the air and let it run the system and pull it in there. Some of them are pretty harsh and you can't be at home for while it's being treated and you got to stay out for about an hour after the treatment's over with. And then you got to open the house and ventilate it because the chemical that's being used is very, very harsh and it's not very living thing friendly.
Well, you're trying to kill stuff. I mean, true story. I was doing a home inspection for a listener. He has a house over on the river on Riverside Drive. Cool guy. He moved there just so he could kayak. And as I'm crawling up underneath his house, I bump into a piece of flex that's hanging down. And it went. And I'm like, what the heck? And I tried to lift it. It was heavy. And so I popped open my knife and went. I dumped 2 gallons of water out of it.
Yep.
And it just had been collecting because it was had a dip in it.
Mm-hmm.
For God, it was yellow. It was gross.
Yep. And once that flex gets wet, you got to replace it.
Oh,
it's done.
Yeah, oh, that's what I told him. I'm like, just get. And again, it's not that expensive to replace a piece of flex. You know, you're talking about a flex, a piece of flex, a couple zip ties, and some good duct tape.
Yeah, the silver tape.
Silver tape.
Yeah, not the old cloth stuff.
Duct tape never worked on duct. It worked on everything else.
Well, it did, but it dries out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, because you've seen it too. You know, the things that were built back in the 50s, and that's all they had. They didn't have silver tape then. They had the good old cloth duct tape. And you go look at it, and you see the outer coating, and then you pull on that little cloth, and the glue has long since dried out, and yeah, whatever.
Okay. I mean, the silver tape, the metal tape is amazing. I've done so much crazy stuff with that. I mean, mm-hmm. I had a nice lady, a window blew out of her house. It was a storm window. And we had a hurricane coming. And I couldn't figure out anything else to do with it. I grabbed some of that metal aluminum tape.
Yep.
3 years. It stayed there for 3 years until she sold the house.
Yep.
Excellent. Good stuff. Now, you were talking about toxic chemicals and blah, 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 blah. Now, when I was doing it, now, and remember, I was so glad when we stopped doing HVAC, okay? I was happy, Richard, because I got tired of being cut. See this thing on my lip? Everybody says, Richard, you need to shave more often. So I finally broke down and shaved. What happened? Cut. That's why I don't shave. But I did talk my dad into, all the way back into the late 80s, we were using biodegradable coil cleaners. Do they work as well as the more industrial stuff?
It depends on what you're doing, because now we've gone to aluminum. The industry's gone to aluminum coils, and we've got a type of coil. It's called a microchannel coil, which looks like a radiator. It doesn't look like a normal coil.
Okay.
And they are very sensitive to chemicals, so the biodegradable stuff as the more earth-friendly things, you know, we kind of got into that movement too with chemicals in the industry. So but those are more detergent-based rather than alkali or acid-based.
Mm-hmm.
They don't – the alkalis and the acids work better.
Of course. I mean
– but the coils can't tolerate them.
Oh.
So we use – the industry's using a lot of that kind of stuff as more of a detergent base. If it's really bad, then we got to be careful about what we're using. Can we mix the detergents a little bit stronger than what the label says and get it to clean? Or do we have to weaken up the acids or the alkalis a little bit and then rinse the living snot out of it when we're done just to get the stuff off?
What about a steam cleaner?
Nobody's come out with one of those yet for doing that kind of stuff. I mean,
now I've just come up with a $1 million idea that you and I are going to put together, and we're going to retire. I plan on retiring to New Zealand. That's where I'm looking to going.
Yeah.
A whole country of 4 million people.
Yep.
4 million.
Yep.
And I mean, you can be at the beach and 3 hours later be in the mountains in snow. I'm kind of down with it. But that's a story for another time. 345-1140 is how you get through to the show. Please follow me on Facebook. BreeMac has a Facebook page too, don't they?
Yes, we do.
I see it quite often. So you can follow BreeMac on Facebook. You can also email me, Richard McCann at hotmail.com. Download the radio.com app. That way you can listen to the show wherever you go. And for all of you that have been losing your minds because you couldn't find the podcast, all of them going back well over a year are at WRVA.com. You just have to click on my face, go to podcast, click on any of them, and there is all of them there. There's enough podcasts that you could listen for the next year and be fine. My name is Richard McCann with Everett from BreeMac right here on News Radio WRVA. That's 1140 a.m. and now on 96.1 FM.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to our number dose of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. It is still raining, so to all of you that are doing the Monument Avenue 10K, suck it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. My wife is going out there. She did get peer pressured into it. Everett, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm high and dry.
You're not allowed to be high on radio.
Oh, sorry.
It's illegal in the state.
Oh,
got to go to D.C.
Okay.
for everybody, remember, this weekend, NASCAR is in town. So if you don't have to be over on that side of town, don't. And big chunks of the city is going to be blocked off for most of the day. Everett, I kid you not, early in my career, I will say this, knock on wood, I've had some of the greatest producers ever. Guys that, like Paul, that will just bend over backwards, get you anything you need. I have had one or two that just sucked. And I had this one year, he shows up like 10 minutes before we're supposed to go on air. So you know I'm losing my mind.
As bad as like when I'm supposed to be here and...
That's happened once or twice, but a little bit worse. See, as much as you don't think I can do the show without you, I can.
I know you do.
But it's harder to do it without a producer. And so this knucklehead, I don't even remember his name, shows up like 10 minutes before we're supposed to go on air. I'm like, I used a few colorful words. And what is going on? He's like, man, I had the hardest time getting here. Did you know there's some kind of race going on today? I wanted to reach over and just pinch his head right off his shoulders like a pimple. He's dead. Send me another one. Want to take a call?
Sure.
345-1140. Pat in Richmond.
Good morning, Richard and Everett. Everett, I have a question for you. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I service my HVAC twice a year religiously. I change my filters.
Okay.
And I have one person at the company that services for me that I really like. And so for the last 4 years, I've had this same person. Well, he was not available the last time I had it serviced. Okay.
Okay.
And the technician that came in his place told me that I had some mold starting in my system. And, of course, he wanted to put in the UVA thing, which I do not want. So my question to you is, shouldn't my technician that comes twice a year have noticed this before? And then my second question is, if there is some mold starting, when they do the maintenance twice a year, shouldn't they be cleaning it so that the mold doesn't form?
unfortunately, mold is a fact of life. If we go through and completely sanitize the, let's take your kitchen for example. You completely sanitize it, and you open the door, you'll have 100,000 mold spores per square inch within an hour. So we cannot stop the infiltration of mold into the house unless, you just have to walk through containment systems and whatnot. But mold grows for three reasons. It's got food, water, and the temperature's got to be right. So if there's a layer of dust, and if you heard us earlier, we're talking about that 6,000th of an inch of dust can decrease our efficiency by 9%. If that layer of dust is there, that's a food source for the mold spores. And then all we have to do is do temperature and get the right temperature and the right moisture content. So it's probably there. And this past year, since it was so wet.
Very wet.
Yeah, we just got into, heard all kinds of issues about microbial growth. And the biggest thing we can do is control the temperature and the humidity. You can clean it, and it's going to come back, unfortunately. Was it blooming? We call it a bloom when you can actively, when you see it around a lot. Was it blooming when your normal technician was there? And then when the new guy came, we gone through that really wet space, time. And
you mean the year that was number two for rainfall of all time?
Yeah.
Is that the period of time you're discussing?
That's the period of time.
Okay.
So, yeah, and there's a number of different factors. So, the UV light he was discussing, that's one way to control it. There's a couple of other devices out there. One uses a UV light to excite a catalyst, and that gives you it smells like a mild bleach solution.
You're talking about an Air Knight.
Yes, an Air Knight.
Ah, I love the Air Knight.
And then there's another one called the iWave that makes a plasma that will attack mold spores or microorganisms like cold virus and bacteria, and that doesn't have a smell. It just goes away. If you had wet pets, they kind of give off, they stink. With that device, those odors will dissipate very, very quickly. So, that's about the only way you're going to really control it, control how is it getting into the ductwork? Is it sealed tightly? Are there gaps in the around the ductwork where it's coming into the living space? It takes a little more investigation.
And I thought that there should be other ways of doing it, because, like I said, I don't want the UV ray thing up in my attic.
Mm-hmm.
So they should be able to clean it. I mean, if they're coming twice a year, shouldn't they be able to clean it so that?
Oh, can I jump in here?
Doesn't.
Well, sure. If you don't mind. One of the first things that was a key for me is that you said you had one guy for 4 years, he never saw anything, and then you had a new guy, he saw something completely different. So that probably set you back on your heels a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, what Everett just described is the conditions that we're living in for the last 4 years versus last year are completely different, so things could have changed. So I'm not going to throw this guy under the bus and say he's trying to, upsell you. I don't. What Everett was also saying, though, is even if you clean it, it is going to come back.
Yeah, because it got there to begin with. How did it get here, and what needs to be done to stop it? Yes, you can clean it. It's difficult to clean microbial things. Anything that when the technicians open the cabinet up, you can see the insulation. You can wipe that stuff down, but if you look into the ductwork, that makes it harder. And there, you have to put chemicals, and some of them are pretty harsh to get it out of the ductwork like that.
So, Pat, since we're running low on time, here's what I'm going to suggest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Call your company and say, hey, you know what? I really like my first guy. Do you mind if he came out here and double-checked? That way you're getting – you already trust one person. It's always weird meeting a new person. And contractors, we know you as well as your doctor does. And it's hard to find a doctor you like. So that's where I would start.
I'm getting ready for my spring cleanup, and that is exactly what I'm going to do, because mm-hmm. I just, didn't feel comfortable with what the second technician told me.
And you can always get a second opinion from another company.
And, you know, that's where I was going to go too, Richard. Well, you guys are right on the same page with me.
That's it. Now, I've got to let you go because I'm out of time.
All right. Thank you both.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you very much.
This is the Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Welcome to the Home Show. Everett's joining me from BREMAC. We're talking about HVAC because cooling season is upon us.
It is upon us.
I think we had a couple of days that we didn't. See, I thought my house would stay cooler longer. Those plaster walls, I figured, okay, this will be, it got hot fast. And
that good old sun beating in there.
Yeah, my lady just going,
where's hot.
She was hot. And so it was okay. You know, I mean, the mini split does the job. I got to say, I love it. Thank you very much.
They are nice.
Mm-hmm. Jill on Southside.
Hello. I hope there's not some rule you can't call in but once a month or something, because if it is, I've broken it.
Jill breaks all the rules because she's a
rebel.
I didn't
know that. I didn't know I broke all the rules.
Well, Jill, take the compliment, okay? Come on. What's going on? What do you need?
Well, I was calling about something you were talking about, conditions in the house and causing allergies and something. I know of something, and I don't think it has anything to do with the condition of the house. It might be where you live. When I was a child, the earliest memories are of living in the woods near Salem, almost in the same yard with some old friends of my family, and they were like relatives, and I was all right then. We moved up. My father got a job at GE in Waynesboro when I was about 4 and a half. We moved into Augusta County and lived on this blacktop. Some good friends, some people moved into the brick house next door, and for 3 happy years we lived on that blacktop. But something happened shortly after we moved into Augusta County. I got something. I didn't know what it was, but I had mucus in my throat that I never could get rid of, summer and winter. Cough and hack, cough and hack. Well, when I was nearly 8 years old, we moved onto this dirt road in Cremora near the schoolhouse, same school, only now I had to walk back and forth on the dirt road to get to it. Same thing continued.
Uphill both ways, exactly.
And you see, cough and hack, and my parents used to crab at me because of my coughing and hacking so much. Well, I didn't think I was under any obligation to choke to death on my own snot to please them.
Jill, okay, sweetheart, I love you, but get to the point.
Anyhow,
get to the point.
My father, I've got no more nasty things to say. My father built this house back in the woods from Highway 340. We moved in there when I was about 15, and eventually it just went away. Years later, I read about an article about sinus in the Richmond Afternoon Paper, when they're publishing the Afternoon Paper. Also, it gave these symptoms, and it can go away untreated sometimes, and I think that's what it was. And it wasn't the condition of – it was different houses. It wasn't the condition of the house.
I think what you were doing is you were being exposed to different allergens and different building materials that possibly at that time were giving off something that was affecting your throat or your sinuses. That's where I'm going to stick with. Are you cool with that, Everett? Because we got to move on, Jill.
Yep.
Sorry. Bye-bye.
Bye. She's a storyteller.
Yes.
Radio.
David in Ashland.
Hey, man. I want to reinstall a branch line, and I'm going to have to cut a hole right next. I'm going to plug a hole and then cut a hole to reinstall that branch line for the flex ductwork. And just want to know, is that advisable?
So as long as you don't have two branches side by side, whenever you do anything with the air, you need to give it 2 feet to kind of straighten itself back out.
Okay. When I put the flex ductwork onto that, I guess it's a boot, YouTube is pretty dangerous.
Yes, it is.
Do I need an adhesive to... slide on that boot, and or just use the zip ties and the silver tape.
I just use zip ties and silver tape.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can do one or the other.
Somebody's saying put adhesive on it?
Well, mastic.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, like that sealing.
Yeah, yeah.
Mastic.
Yes. But yeah, you can take the silver tape and seal it up. You just want to make sure it's an airtight seal. That's all. Whether you, because if you use a adhesive, I mean a true adhesive, then you'll never get it off. It just creates issues. But even with a mastic, it's tough to deal with it after its stuff dries. But yeah, use the silver tape and the giant zip ties.
So those branch lines need to be at least 2 feet apart.
They should be
on the trunk.
On the trunk, yeah.
On the trunk?
Yeah.
This installer is the worst. I mean, I got three of them side by side together. I just want to say his name on the ear.
Nope. No, you don't.
No, see, the problem, what happens is you got three of them side by side, and air's going to take the path of least resistance. So somebody's getting it all, somebody's getting some, and somebody's getting none. So whichever one, you know, whichever one's the shortest is the one that's going to get the most air, and whichever one's the longest, that one's just going to die.
Doesn't it bother you, though, that didn't get caught by an inspector when it was installed?
Yes.
It bothers me a little bit.
Yeah, most inspectors don't understand. I mean, you do home inspections.
Okay, yeah, yours is like the least understood by their inspector.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, sorry. David, zip ties and metal tape.
Well, real quick, the one that makes me happy, she wants to get rid of my freezeless faucet because it sprays when you turn it off. Do you recommend that or no?
What do you mean it sprays? Of course it sprays. That's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, but the old school faucets, when you turn it off, it just it don't release the pressure and doesn't the water doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, it's the backflow preventer that's on
right,
it.
And that's why it drains out, and that's why it doesn't freeze.
Yeah, she wants to get rid of that. I tell her no. Can I say that you said no?
Yes, or I tell you what, here's what I would advise you to do. Have her call me. I will tell her exactly the same thing that you told her, but there will be one major difference. I will be right.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you, David.
You're man. You're welcome.
You know that's true, by the way. You could tell your wife something. It's perfectly right. It's the way you should do something. And she'll say no, and then she'll call here to the show, and I'll say the exact same thing, and I'm right.
Yep.
But that's kind of the way it works.
Yes. Well, you know the two most important words in marriage, right?
I'm sorry?
Yes, dear.
You know what? I got to say, I'm not trying to brag or anything, and I'm a newlywed. It's been 6 months. Knock on wood, we don't get into anything like that, yep. You know? I talked to another friend of mine. He was the smartest guy in school. I mean, he was the smartest guy in school. But the whole time I knew him, he was just mind-numbingly smart. And he and his wife been together for like 20 years. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, we talk things out. We don't get angry. It doesn't have to be like that. Yeah. I think sometimes marriage gets a bad rap.
Yep. Well, it's all a matter of, you know, they say that marriage is 50-50. No, it's 100-100. If you don't put your whole self into it all the time, it's just not going
to
work.
And I don't know why I'm bringing this up. One of the things that used to drive me out of my mind was these people like, oh, they're my other half. I was only half a person until they came along. Bull. Okay? I'm serious. Who wants half a person? You know, what you said is exactly right. They want 100% of a person.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not 100% of a person, you're not going to get any better or stronger by getting into a relationship.
Nope.
You're just damage that you're bringing, that you're going to damage somebody else.
Yep.
Sorry, went off on a tangent there. But back to what I was saying is, and please, inspectors, don't get mad at me for this, but I mean, like plumbing inspectors, it's very cut, very dry. There's very specifics. Same thing with electrical inspections. I knew one guy who knew all the codes word for word. But I think HVAC, they do rely on the techs to make sure it's right. Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, well, for home inspections, you know, for real estate sales, I mean, they really don't understand. HVAC is really a complicated industry.
Incredibly complicated.
Because you can't see the thing that you're working with. You see the equipment, you see all of the stuff that works with it, but you can't see that air. Of course, you can't see electricity or whatever, but it's... You know, that wire goes here. The colors are matched. We really don't have colors that we match up for the ductwork. There are some wires that we have to get the right colors on. But, you know, it's very complicated because what happens with that air once it's going down that line? It's just like he was saying earlier, he's got three runs side by side. And, you know, air is stupid. You got to tell it what you want to do. You got to make it do things.
As a home inspector, I know this. People get mad at me for this. They say, what about the HVAC system? Every single report I have ever written, every single one says HVAC needs to be serviced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, before you buy a house, before you sell a house, if you're going to sell a house, have your HVAC serviced, have the paperwork right there, so when the inspector comes in, you can go, there you go.
Yep.
It's already been done. Because I know home inspector, even myself, can say, it's doing anything, but is it cooling? Yes, it's cooling. We can't say whether it's good, bad, or indifferent.
Nope.
And that's where I am with that. But yeah, okay, so no 2 feet apart on duct branches.
Anytime you do anything to it, make the air do anything, whether you're making the ductwork smaller, you're taking air away from it, even to the end. How many duct systems have you seen where it was the duct was at the end, one run at the end?
More than once. My name is Rich McCann, joined by Everett, my dear friend from BREMAC, right here on News Radio WRVA. Rich McCann, News Radio, WRVA. How are you doing, Everett?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, Paul, you know what I noticed recently?
What did you notice?
Except for a few exceptions, all of our bumper music is, by today's standard, considered classic rock.
Yeah.
That blows my mind!
You just now realized that?
I didn't put one and one together.
Oh, yeah, no.
But
this
is Stone Temple Pilots, classic rock.
It's all the hits, man.
I'm dying over here. Just withering away, man. I realized the other day, I'm getting old, when I just turned on one of the local radio stations, like, this is all crap. It sounds like crap. Then I turned into my dad for a second.
Oh, no. You're already turned into old man McCann.
Oh, my God. Yeah, a long time ago. But have you ever seen that South Park episode where everything sounds like crap?
Oh, no, I haven't.
You need... Trust me.
Was that you the other day?
Pretty much. It was just like, ah. But there you go. How are you doing, Everett?
I think I'm awake.
You think you're awake? You've had two cups of coffee. You've been you got here late at 5:30. What's the deal? I woke up at 3.
I'm sorry.
No, it has to be. I have to do it. I have to give myself that time to wake up. And I learned that the hard way when I lived in Manhattan. My job was literally 4 doors down from my apartment. I had to be work at 8. So I could get up at like 7:50.
And be at work.
And be at work but on time. But I was absolutely worthless for the first hour and a half, 2 hours. And while most people that wouldn't bother, it bothered me. I didn't get anything done. So I learned, get up early. Mm-hmm. So by the time I get to work, I'm ready for work. But you're looking well, sir. I notice your shoes. Those are not work shoes of any type.
I'm on vacation.
You're working. The only reason I bring it up is because the reason I'm bringing this up is for people out there, much like us, that do work, you know, wear the work shoes, the work boots.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all I own. In fact, my black military boots I wear with my suit. and I will be next week when I go to a wedding. I'm wearing a suit with boots. But I injured my foot the other day, and I realized this has always been my problem. I don't know if it's the same thing for you. Before I wear a boot out, I trum it out. I mean, I just flatten the darn thing.
Yeah.
Do you have the same situation?
Oh, yeah.
And so what I want to tell people out there, you guys, and I mean, I know people that wear boots until they're far, far more tattered and torn than mine. Change your insoles on the regular.
Yeah.
If nothing else, just for the smell. So
that's... Yeah, I have flat feet.
Do you now?
Oh, yeah.
Keep you out of the military.
Actually, my ankles roll in.
That's not good either. So you have to wear a corrective boot or a corrective insole?
No, I just, whatever.
I tell you what, man, if your feet aren't right, it will affect your hips and your back.
Everything else.
And that's, you know, good foundation, just like any house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at with that. Let's talk about alternative cooling.
Alternative?
Alternatives. There's got to be alternatives.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a heat pump's a rent around, that's old tech.
30 years.
Oh, come
50, on. Almost 50 years.
Yeah.
About 50 years.
I mean, I remember my dad installing a York system back in 1978.
Yeah. They actually were developed probably back in the 60s, late 60s.
Because Carrier was the first one to come out with HVAC, wasn't it?
Willis Carrier was actually trying to develop a dehumidifier and accidentally invented an air conditioner.
I love that story. That's awesome. But there are other ways to go about it. I mean, what about geothermal? That was a thing for, you know, we talked about that for a long time, but that's been 8 years ago before we stopped talking about it.
Well, when the tax credits were done however many years ago, they made it very, very attractive because it was, you got a 30% tax credit to put in, which just about paid for the loop field. Figure loop fields are running about $5,000, maybe $7,000.
Right.
And so the tax credit that you got on that was just about pay for the loop field.
And what, for people that don't understand what a loop field was, that was where you dug trenches in the yard, what, 36 inches deep?
They are, the trenches are anywhere, are usually about 6 feet deep.
So, okay, a lot deeper than I remember.
Yeah, so you dig them 6 feet deep, you got one loop on the bottom, and then you come up 2 feet, and you put another loop in, and then you backfill the trench, or that's called a horizontal loop, or you can do a vertical loop, which is a well.
I don't like the wells.
Actually, they're better than the horizontal loops because you're always down in the water and where you got wet soil. We've gotten into some 5-year droughts where it was dry at 6 feet, and it takes that earth, damp earth contact for a geothermal to work well. And then you can also do the slinkies, which is just a coil. I mean, it looks like a slinky.
Okay.
And you sink it in a pond. Now, the thing with a slinky is you really need some deeper water, like 10 feet plus. 14 feet is nice. And then you got to weight the thing down with like cinder blocks
or
concrete blocks. But you need to pull it up every year, should, and clean it. Get all the algae and stuff off of it.
Yeah, because it acts like an insulator.
Exactly.
Ah, Richard's smart boy today.
And then you got the old pump and dump. You pump out of a well and dump it in a creek or a ditch. Or
I got a buddy of mine. He has a pump and dump over in New Kent. He's used it for decades. Mm-hmm. I always just thought that was such a waste.
You have to use a special type of coil. It has to be coated. You can't use a regular copper coil. It's called a cupronickel. It's a plating on it that keeps the minerals in the water from eating the coil up.
Mm-hmm.
Because the slinkies, the vertical loops, horizontal loops, those are closed loop systems. So you fill it with water, and you also put some sort of antifreeze, like glycol.
Yeah, glycerin.
Right.
Okay.
So, because the water temperature could get down below freezing in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to protect that from freezing. The pump and dumps, the water's coming out, you know, 40 degrees, 30, 50 degrees, whatever. And you're just dumping it, so you don't have to worry about it. But the minerals will attack the what we call the coax. It's a tube in a tube, and it'll you've got to clean that.
Well, I mean, this guy, the only way I think he would have been able to heat or cool his house is with a geothermal, because it was like 6,000 square feet in the middle of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a system like that would have been astronomical just to run. I mean, this is before 13. This is built it back when 12 SEER was the highest thing you could get.
Right.
So, there was that. Now, these high efficiency systems in the bigger sizes, they're getting pricey as heck.
Yep. But now we've got air-to-air systems, your conventional heat pumps, that are rivaling geothermals in milder temperatures. So, and they're a lot less expensive. But now when you get into the extremes, when it's extremely hot or extremely cold, geothermal is still the most efficient way to heat and cool.
My in-laws, they called me up. They have a beach house in Bethany Beach, Delaware. And let me tell you something, son. In the wintertime, it gets cold.
That's the worst place in the world to be.
Oh, it's cold. And they said, we're putting in a new heating and cooling system. I said, what did you have before? They were keeping that place warm with an electric furnace.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my, I lost my mind. I'm like, that's so expensive. But they only kept the house at like 50 degrees when they weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was okay. So they were putting in a 4.5-ton heat pump. And it was going to cost them like $8,000. And like I said, I've been out of the loop for a while. I went, oh, my God. Then I talked to Frank.
That's really not out of the realm now because of the prices have really, in the last year or so, really spiked.
In the equipment?
In the equipment.
And that's because of the efficiency I'm taking it, or?
No, it's just material costs have gone up. Mitsubishi is another manufacturer of the mini splits. Like
yours, yeah.
They didn't have a price increase for years. I mean, it's like almost 20 years. They never went up. But they announced their first price increase this year. And that's economics on their part.
20%? 30?
I don't forget what they went up. But they went up. And it's because of things that they were doing in their economy that stabilized things. And so, which wasn't necessarily a good thing. But
nothing gets cheaper.
Nope.
Well, except for tankless water heaters. You can get those put in cheap as anything these days.
Yeah, they're kind of cheap.
A lot cheaper than they used to be.
Yes.
My name is Richard McCann. I'm joined by Everett from BREMAC, taking your calls at 345-1140. Reminding you, please, follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. That's Richard McCann, McCann. If you have missed any shows, you can go to WRVA.com, download podcast. Yes, they're all there, all of them. Stop pestering me about it. And don't forget, download the radio.com app so you can take us wherever you go. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Everett's with me, and we're going to jump in. Missy in Richmond.
Hi there. How are you?
Excellent.
Hi. I'm calling. First of all, thank you for your show. I never thought about home repair, didn't care about home repair, but I started listening to you. And I can't wait for Saturday morning. So thanks.
That makes four people that like the show so far.
You're blushing.
I am. Okay, what can I do for you, Missy?
So I had my air conditioner wasn't cooling, and I called my home warranty company, and they sent somebody out. And he said that the dog had been peeing on the outside unit, and that the coils had deteriorated and it was leaking the R22, which I know is terrible. And so
is R22 really that terrible?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, they don't make it anymore.
Well, I know that much.
So, and I learned that from the interweb, you know. So anyway, so my return or gas furnace, I don't know what anything's called, he says that has to be replaced too. Inside, and it's old and it's huge. I think it's original to the house from like 78. And then in the same little closet where the furnace is, and it takes up, you know, a good chunk of space, there's a water heater back there that's also gas. And again, I've never serviced it because I wasn't listening to you back then.
Well, there's nothing. Well, I mean, you would have drained it because gas does need to be drained, but
right.
I'm hearing though this is all part of a home warranty. I'm waiting for the shoe to drop.
Well, the shoe to drop is the guy said they probably weren't going to cover it because my dog caused it. That's the shoe to drop. So I need to call and get quotes from other companies. And BREMAC, I hear you mention them all the time. I've got their number written down already. But I'm wondering if I should. I mean, does this all sound reasonable to you, number one? And number two, if I do replace the furnace because the gas water heater is back behind the furnace, and I've always wondered how the heck, if that thing ever broke, how are they going to get it out of there?
Well, okay, so do you want to jump in? Because I'm seeing something here that's not exactly kosher to me.
What?
Oh.
How long, Missy, you been in this house?
About 15 years.
You've had the home warranty for 15 years?
Well, I had it for a while, and then I stopped, and then I started it up. But I've had it for at least a couple years now.
Have you had the dog for 15 years?
No.
How long you had the dog?
Two and a half, three years.
I don't think a dog peeing on a coil for 2.5 years would have made it rot out that fast.
Yep.
Well, I did have a male dog before him.
Oh.
So it may have been a continuing, and the other dog I had for 5 years.
Dogs like to pee on coils.
Yes, they do. And that urine is very acidic.
Yeah, well, that's what the guy told me, but, you know.
Look, okay, here's where I'm going to go, and back me up on this. One, and I say this right up front, I don't believe in home warranties. I'm a realtor, and I don't sell it unless someone says, I want one. I'm like, do you sure? Yes, okay, fine, here, go. You're going to be disappointed. So that's where I am with that. But if this thing is over 15 years, it doesn't really matter whether the dog peed on it or not. It was going to die soon.
Yeah, but the way the unfortunately, the home warranty companies, they just want to fix it until it can't be fixed anymore, and they're very reluctant to do replacements. Most of them have written caps into their policies now where they would cap out at like $2,500 or $3,000. So, yeah.
Now, go ahead.
There's going to be some out-of-pocket expense, but I think where you were kind of going, depending on the age of the water heater, and it's probably well over, if you've never done anything with it and it's 15, you've been in the house for 15 years.
It owes you nothing.
Yeah, while that furnace is out, get that water heater replaced as well.
And the thing is now, you can actually, I mean, big companies finance work like this. Yeah. It's not like the old days where you had to come up with $3,000. Almost all of your big contractors have a finance available so that you're paying, you know, a certain amount every month, just like we would on a car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I wouldn't hold my breath on the home warranty.
Well, that's kind of what the guy said. But if I'm coming out of pocket for it, you know, I really want to shop around and get the best company and the best product I can, you know, I can afford. Of course, I'm going to have to finance. You're right, and I never thought about that. As far as, you know, home warranties
and the finance rates are better than putting on a credit card. As far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Okay. So now, Missy, in my best radio voice, ready? What I want you to do is call BREMAC. That's 559-8763. Get the new HVAC system you need to be comfy and cozy in your home. All right?
That's perfect. I actually, ever since I started listening to you, when I hear you mention a company that you're not doing a commercial for them, you just really have faith in that company. I've taken note.
And you know what? Here's the thing. Even the companies that do pay for commercials, if I don't like them, if they screw up, if they don't make my if they don't do what they're supposed to do, I drop them, and that's my income. That's what pays my bills, and I will drop them even if I can't pay the electric bill.
I really appreciate that honesty, and that's part of why I love your show. I just feel like you're somebody I know that wouldn't do me wrong. I just love listening to you. And I don't even like home repairs. I don't want to know how anything gets fixed, but I love listening to you.
Well, come out and to Kindred Spirit on Thursday at 8:00 and listen to my stand-up.
I have it in my calendar. Strangely.
It's not going to be a PG-13 show.
That's okay. I'm all right with that.
You're a big girl.
I'm a big girl.
Okay, Missy, got to go.
Congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you. 15 years old, and nobody's going to cover that.
Yeah.
And so frustrating. And you know what? I don't blame the contractors. I got approached by some of those warranty companies over the years.
Mm-hmm.
They don't pay anything.
Nope. So, and all they want to do is get in, get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to do, I mean, I know people that do home warranty work. I know there's a guy that used to work for us his business is done based on home warranty. And he does very well, but I mean, you just go in, replace that motor, and you don't do anything else. Yeah. You just replace the motor and get out.
What's wrong with it? Oh, it needs a new switch. You got a new switch.
Yep.
I mean, it's very. That's all. I mean, home warranty is $150. How much do you think you're going to get out of $150? Mm-hmm. That's where I am with that.
Yeah.
So there you have it. This has been a good show. I've really enjoyed myself. Have you been having fun?
The fastest 2 hours in radio.
That's right. You know, everybody says, well, Rush has the fastest three. Well, bite me, Scooter, because I do two more. So, you know, Rush only does 3 hours a day. I do four. Thank you very much. Any tips for people, you know, this time of year? What are you going to tell them?
Clean, clean, clean.
Clean the house and clean the filters.
Replace your filters regularly. You pay your electric bill, change your filter.
And I will say this, dogs do pee on outside units. If you have a male dog in particular, put a fence around it.
Yep.
Because I have seen holes.
Now, don't put the fence right up against the unit. Give it some space.
A couple of feet.
Yeah, because they,
they'll launch.
Yes, they will.
I'll get there.
Yeah, I looked at one time, the whole corner of the coil was gone.
Seen it.
Yes.
Been there. Done that. Just nothing left.
10 rows of tubing with no fins.
No fins whatsoever. The aluminum just disintegrates. Yeah. And I don't know why boy dogs just like peeing on them, but they do.
Yeah.
It's something about them makes them very happy.
Yes, they do.
Oh, man. Well, okay. So a couple of things, people, I will say. Now, for those of you who have been wondering what happened to the podcast, we have all of the podcasts up on WRVA.com. You can just click on me, and it'll take you right to it. Click on any of the links. We have podcasts going back all the way to last May. Two, the Monument Avenue 10K is today, so remember, a lot of streets are going to be cut off. Honey, stay dry. My wife is going to be doing the 10K. Also, NASCAR is in town, so if you do not need to be on that side of town for any reason, please don't. Traffic is bad enough as it is, and you just don't need to be adding to the muckety-muck over there. Please follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. And yes, next, this coming Thursday, I'm going to be doing stand-up for the very first time at Kindred Spirit. All proceeds are going to St. Jude's Hospital. That's right. We don't get paid. We are donating it to charity. So I think with that last note, Mr. Paul, let's get out of here. What do you say? That is another home show in the can. Burned to a disc, put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Everett for coming in from Bremac and helping me out with the show.
Thank you, sir.
I want to thank Paul for getting up early and pressing all the right buttons. I want to thank Dennis Edwards for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. Everybody that called in, thank you so much. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon. I'm going to go get some breakfast, and I will see you right back here at 10 o'clock on News Radio WRVA. This is the home show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.